Yeah, so over the past 6 or so years, I've mainly been looking at environmental processes in cave systems and limestone systems. So basically, the rainwater, when it comes out of the sky, it carries some chemical information in them. And so we can look at the water chemistry, the natural water chemistry, to look at where the water comes from, to look at larger scale climate patterns. And also when the water hits the ground and travels through the soil and through the bedrock and into caves, it actually carries and picks up a whole lot of chemical information on the environmental processes that happen above the cave and in the wider region. So what we do is we basically look into caves and we study the weather inside the cave by setting up weather stations underground. And we also collect the drip water that comes from the ceiling, and we measure the flow rate of that water.